League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hello and welcome to the WTF1 Fantasy F1 Show with me, Amber Jones, and the wonderful Hayden Gullis. And I might as well start off, Hayden. We're going to be talking all things Imola and Monaco. But let's just say, Hayden is now at the top of the leaderboard. How have you done it?
Because I'm just the best. And there is no surprise that
I'm secretly jealous.
I'm speaking gospel every single time that we have this podcast. And yeah, I'm smashing it. I've had a great comeback from when we were like 13th, 14th, 15th, something down there. And now I'm first. You've also had a great comeback. You're fourth, 168 points off me at the moment. Mm-hmm. So not too far. I did have a better weekend than you. So that I'm happy with. Because I was worried looking at you in fourth thinking, I'm doing well, but also maybe you're catching me up. But yeah, I managed to just get a little bit away from you.
Well, I did analyse it. So I was looking through our league and I've jumped up. I'm one of the top increased teams at the minute. So I've gone up 3.5 mil, but also got F1 Luke Sam, who went up 5.9 mil. So we're doing something right. You went up 2.8 mil, and I thought, okay, it's got more points than me. What has Hayden done that I haven't? So when I was looking through your team, I was like, we both have Ferrari. Mm-hmm. So that's similar points. Both got Dan Ricciardo, both got Oscar Piastri. You have Albon, but you still got more points than me with 76. And I think it was, let me have a look on my team. I'm pretty sure it was Kevin Magnussen Fernando Alonso got me 72. He finished the race, but no, you still got...
Fernando DNF'd as well.
Oh, sorry, didn't finish the race, but you still got more points than I did.
Yeah,
absolutely fuming.
I probably benefited slightly from Saturday in which Albon beat his teammate in qualifying. That's probably what got me those small amount of points better. Lance Stroll, star driver.
He actually did amazing. Yeah. When I was looking at other people's teams well that had Lance Stroll, he was one of the highest.
Went up 2 million for me as well. It's just a little bit annoying that Albon had a stinker. Like that, whoever was on that tyre and didn't secure it properly, you've cost me points and you cost me 2 million as well. Because Albon went down too. I gained 3 mil though from Stroll and Ricciardo, which I also only put on for one race weekend because I thought that they could have a good weekend, okay weekend. Same with Albon. But I didn't trust them over the longevity of maybe 3, 4, 5 races. So I decided we'll just go for the one for them. But yeah, I've gained 3 million and I've lost 2 million. So I've gained 1 million basically that I have extra now to spend this week when I have three drivers who are stepping away out of contract. I know already who I'm getting in. Nico Hülkenberg.
Okay.
Yuki Tsunoda. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about an Alpine, but I need to look at how much budget I have. I have 37.8 million to spend, but it's still locked at the moment at the time of filming this podcast. So you'll have to look at the WTF1 socials as an update of who I decide to pick ahead of this weekend.
So who are
Monaco
you losing?
Race.
Who's leaving your team?
Oh, so Stroll, Ricciardo and Albon. I only had them in for one race. Okay. So they will automatically go out. They'll be locked away. Yeah. I won't be able to use them this weekend. And for the first time ever, usually I lock it in quite early. Mm-hmm. I need to make sure I set an alarm so I don't do some mistakes that other people in our league have done this weekend.
And don't forget.
But I'm going to look at what happens over the first couple of practice sessions because I'm just, this is probably one of the first times coming into Monaco where I don't know which sort of cars are best suited for the low speed circuits. Mm-hmm. And who's going to be strongest. So it's going to definitely determine that.
You're going to watch a little bit.
Also, who are good qualifiers? Nico Hülkenberg, good qualifier. Monaco, great place to qualify well. So fingers crossed he can have a good weekend, get that star driver on him and see how that goes.
Well, speaking of star drivers, Lance Stroll a few weeks ago was actually a great star driver to have. Yes, he's not consistent. So this is the thing that I'm finding now with good rival is... Yes, you might think, okay, I've got this driver that's probably going to, you know, if you're not talking about like the top three that normally you can guess quite easy who's going to get the podium. If you're looking at everyone else, you do kind of have to play it on like a race by race basis because I'm like, oh, Yuki did amazing. So I'm going to keep him in my team and lock him in. And then, you know, next week it might not be great. Same with Ricciardo, same with Magnussen. So I find it really hard to follow the trends. That's why I make the point of Lance Stroll was a great star driver to have at one point. So I was like, I might bring him into my team. Then after that, he went down. And look at him. Again, he got more points than Nico Hülkenberg as a star driver this week. But Yuki Tsunoda, great star driver to have as well. So I think if you're going to go for any star drivers, we always pushed Nico Hülkenberg. But now I'm saying Nico, Yuki and Lance Stroll. Dare I say it?
Well, he's very up and down, isn't he? He's, I think because of that inconsistency, he then excels because he beats that 8 race average because he's up and down. So therefore, his average is obviously not as consistent as maybe some of the other drivers who, like, this was an off week for Fernando Alonso, but usually he's in that 7th, 8th, 9th area. Whereas Lance can be in that area or he can be down in 15th position. Mm-hmm. So therefore lose you points. So it's all about luck really with Lance. You need to time it on a good weekend. I timed it on a great weekend. Not only did he get a good result this time and had no issues, but he also had his teammate having issues, which gave me the teammate points as well in both of the races. So it was a huge benefit for me to have that. But that's why I don't want him as over more races. I saw that he went down in price, so I took a gamble and hoped that he would go up in price after this weekend. And he has done, so he's gave me value, and that was the main reason I put him in my team. Same with Daniel Ricciardo. He has also gave me a million. I was hoping Albon would be the same, but he's dropped down a lot more, which is unfortunate. All because of something out of his control as well.
Not his fault.
Makes it frustrating.
So if you had more money, would you buy Max Verstappen? Because he is the one that is getting a lot of points. I know we spoke about last time that it wasn't too much off other drivers, but looking at, you know, this weekend, I'm like, where can I make up all these points that I'm losing? It would be with a driver like Max Verstappen. I don't have the money for it. Potentially, you might have. Would you consider, though? I know you've not put him in your three that you're going to bring in.
At the moment, no. Unless he has an absolute shocker, and he goes down in some value because I know the consistency of him is going to put him straight back up there. So I need like Max Verstappen to have two freak DNFs in a row.
Yeah.
Drops down in value. I put my eggs in that basket. I get him in my team and he's going to go up in value for me. So I'm going to get good points and I'm going to gain value from him. I'll have a look at maybe in three races time because Sainz and Piastri is going to be out of my team and also his Ferrari. So I need to look at what I do there. But at the moment, I think just the best way, get the drivers on the down, get them in your team, and then they go up in value. Mm-hmm. You get more team value. End of the season, I could potentially have a Max Verstappen and a Lando Norris in my team. You know,
that is your strategy.
Who knows how much money I can gain.
Towards the end, you are going to start to aim high.
And that's, I'm top of the league at the moment. I'm very happy about that. But what,
keep saying it,
what I'm most happy about is gaining value every week.
Yeah.
If I'm top of the league and I'm losing value every week, then it's like, this is going to slip away from me soon. But if I keep on gaining value, I'm like, okay, cool. I can stay at least here for as long as possible. Before we do move on though and carry on discussing, quick shout out to our actual official WTF1 league and who's currently leading that at the moment. And we've got Hendo who's leading that so far. Dive Bomb has moved up into second and Sunha, who has been leading it, has dropped down into third, but very, very close between those three.
Yeah, congratulations. I still need more luck again, Hayden. Genuinely though, I like your strategy. again.
Well, it's worked good for you. Went up 3.5 million.
I'd say so, but again, I'm on a whim. I'm like, okay, I've got no money, so I'm just going for drivers that I would hope can get me more points. Like, realistically, if I had a bit more money, not endless, because then obviously I could just get all the top five drivers and the best constructor. Realistically, I wouldn't want Ricciardo in my team. And yes, he was only getting a few points off Kevin Magnussen, but I kind of like having Kevin in there because of the different points that he brings. Like quali, he got 16 points. Race, he got 67. Overtakes, he got 18. Whereas Daniel Ricciardo, yes, he got more quali points with 34.
Yeah.
But the race, he's 3 points down from Kevin. He's got 64 points and he got no overtake points. So that's why Kevin, for me, brings a lot more. He's a bit more versatile. Yuki Tsunoda, would I keep him? Yes. I keep my team, but essentially I'd want a Mercedes in there, but I can't afford them. McLaren, I've got Oscar, so I'm quite happy to keep a McLaren, whether it's Oscar, whether it's Lando. But I think I need a Red Bull in my team.
I mean, or there's a good shout. So I'm going to give some suggestions of drivers who look good to be put in.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Okay, right. So this is, again, all done on value. Who's gone up? Who's gone down? You want to buy when they're down and hope that they go back up. Sergio Perez has gone down 2 million after Imola. Is a great option if he gets back to that form and is scoring consistent top five.
Yeah.
He went down 2 million, but still scored 160 points as an average of the last 8 races.
Which
so
I
that's
do
still
think
really good.
This race was just a bit of an off race for him. So hopefully he will go back up in value.
So
he
could be an option for you. Fernando Alonso. I know you've got him in your team, so that's not good for you. But anybody at home who hasn't got Alonso, he's a good option because he's gone down 2 million again. And I think it was just a bit of a blip. You know, had the mistake in FP3, cost him in qualifying, and then his race was kind of in the bin as well. But should be able to bounce back in Monaco.
Miami wasn't great for him, and then now we're seeing Imola wasn't great for him. So can Monaco be a good race for him? That's why I'm a bit worried that I've, you know, got him in my team. Mm-hmm. Because I can't swap him out for a while.
It's a good qualifier. Monaco kind of tends to those drivers. At both Alpines, Ocon's down 500,000, Gasly's down 1 million. And Alpine qualified well in Imola. I think Ocon had a good qualifying session. So if they can do that again in Monaco, it's going to be more difficult for those teams to overtake them. They could get a good result there. Albon, I had him in my team. This would have been a better week to buy him, I think, because he's already down 2 million from being down, I think, 1 million from the week before. So get him in your team, and hopefully after Monaco goes up in value and you gain money on your team value, and that's more to spend later on down the line. So those are the sort of picks that I would look at, but you've got your usuals. Nico Hülkenberg, only gone up 0.2. He's always a great star driver to pick. I think Yuki Tsunoda, another strong driver. Stroll's very up and down in those positions. If you get him on a good weekend, he's a great shout. But up at the front, you just got to ask yourself, is it worth getting Max Verstappen and Lando Norris, or would you rather get someone like Charles Leclerc, who's slightly cheaper, or even a Perez or a Sainz, who's slightly cheaper, scoring a little bit less points, but you can spend a bit more on another driver who's going to offset that difference and maybe even get you more because you've saved a bit of money.
Mm-hmm. I do like it, Hayden, but whilst you're talking, I'm just thinking, I just want to lock in the best drivers, keep them there for ages, and run like that. But it's not
that's
doable
why you're not
at
top of the
all.
League.
I know. I'm catching you, though, slowly.
Are
and
you?
We'll get there eventually. We've got one.
I scored more than you, though. I scored 40 points more than you.
I'm going to get there, you know. I'll make some swaps whenever I can. But this is the thing. I panicked and I locked everyone in. And I'm like, oh, I can't change that. So was that, again, a bit of a rookie error from me to lock everyone in? Should I kept someone open or tailor it a little bit more to, okay, who do I know is a strong driver at the next track? Like, I think you did that a few races before where you were like, I kind of want this person for this race. I'm only going to lock this person in for X amount of time. I'm not. I'm going in way too just throttle heavy, basically. I'm like, yes, let's grab everyone. So we've got you, number one, in our standings. We've got Ollie Swift, number two, Nadia Elf, number three. I am number four. And for fifth place, we've got F1 Caroline Official. Now, Nadia was actually doing really well. I've looked at her team and she kind of has similar drivers to what we've been talking about.
She's got a constructor in.
She doesn't have a constructor for this one, and she still did better than I did, really. But her team value has gone up 1.4.
Well, she only scored 650, so actually lost 200
points
to you.
Yeah, for her constructor points. But she's still ahead of me. So that's what I need to beat. But looking at her team, though, Hayden, she has quite a strong lineup because it's the drivers that we've been talking about. But then when you look at Ollie Swift's team, he's got a super strong lineup minus Logan Sargeant. So he's got Nico Hülkenberg, George Russell, Max Verstappen, Logan Sargeant and Daniel Ricciardo, but he has Red Bull as his constructor. So that's kind of the team I'd like to have. But he's got some great points there. Max Verstappen got him 171.
Yeah.
So that's the points I want, really. Logan Sargeant got 87, whereas who was it on my team that only Fernando Alonso obviously brought me 76. So yes, he didn't have a great weekend, but the fact that Logan Sargeant got more because he had a better weekend than Fernando Alonso, I really need to consider my drivers carefully next time. So we'll see. What are you predicting for the Monaco Grand Prix?
Top three predictions. We're going to go with none of my drivers are going to be in the top three. And it's going to be, no, I'm going to have one of them actually. I'm going to go Charles Leclerc first. Yeah. I'm going to go Lando Norris second. And then one of my drivers, Oscar Piastri, will finish in third. Where's Max Verstappen, you might be asking? Don't worry.
I was thinking
I think
that.
You'll potentially be fourth position. But that's only because I want something exciting. But realistically, Max is probably going to win. But if we're not to choose Max as the winner,
if we're talking about optimistic podium predictions,
happy thoughts
in P5, I think Max P1, I'm just going to throw it in there, unfortunately. But the rest is a bit more exciting, I think. Charles P2, we'll go Lando P3, we'll go Perez P4 and P5. Sainz or Piastri? I'm going to go Sainz on this one.
Okay.
I think maybe just with a little bit more experience, maybe if they get that car back to where it was, he's going to take the upper hand over Piastri.
Not bad show.
I think that's my predictions. Thank you so much for listening to us. Make sure you get involved in our WTF1 League and stay up to date with us on our Golden Helmet League. Thank you for listening on whatever platform you are listening on, and we'll see you on the next one debating all things Monaco Grand Prix.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.